Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
Welcome to Log Day on 99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. My name is Malcolm, the voice of the Rock. I'm live. I'm real. This is not a test. We have people everywhere. There are live musicians doing musical things, live voice artists such as myself doing announcery things, even live Foley artists creating sound effects. It's all live. Why? Because today, my friends, is Live Day on The Rock. Powered by G2, the hands-on interactive gaming virtual reality experience, December 17th and 18th. Get your tickets now at ge2.live. Today, everything will be performed live. So what could possibly go wrong? Now, on to the show. It's BJ and Migs Mornings. This is Live Day on 99.9 KISW.
Damn! Well, damn done.
Malcolm, you sexy beast over there.
Oh, my God, man. It's true. He, you know what? He is just oozing the come get me.
I'm about ready to leave this room and just jump on his back.
You know what? I wouldn't stop you.
And what was that dying cat sound in the beginning of everything?
That was awesome. Oh, that's it. By the way, I give full authorization to the Foley artists just to throw whatever the heck they want to throw in there.
There we go.
Oh, that's, boy.
It's Live Day, baby.
I should have smoked some pot before this show.
Yeah, you should have. Hey, we're in a state where I think we can get you some pretty quick.
That's right.
Yeah, we can get you an edible or two.
I might know some people, Steve.
Awesome.
Yeah, this is Live Day. We are so excited. Live Day 2016. This place is jumping. I now know what it feels like to do like one of those big like Jimmy Fallon shows. We got people all over the place. And also, we are live streamed on the internet as well.
Yep.
So,
go to KISW.com.
Is that where I go?
Yep. It's right there. It's funny because I'm looking at the text. I woke up early on my day off so I could watch Live Day on the KISW website.
Good choice.
I hope it kicks ass as last year. My stream started with Migs playing with his boobs or moobs and looking into the camera. So I say, so far, so good.
So, hey, I didn't know. I missed that part. I'll have to go back and watch that.
Well, I realized I didn't know that the camera was already going. So I'm in here prepping. I'm eating this.
Is that what you call it? Prepping, playing with your man-sized breasts?
Well, that was just part of what I do. Yes.
Yeah.
And then I'm eating this gigantic legendary donut.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And there's a delay on the video, so then I look up at the video, and there's me just shoving my fat face with this donut. It's all over my mouth. I'm wiping my... I just look like a caveman.
Yeah, you kind of look good, I have to say.
Is this what you guys have to look at every day?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow,
which,
I'm
by
sorry.
The way, because you will be creepy today, it'll be great for people to see exactly the... When you're sticking your tongue out, doing your goat impressions, the creepy look you would give us every time you think about doing your wife or somebody else.
Which camera should I look at for that? Right there.
There you go. Yeah, go ahead, goat.
Good morning,
dude.
Bitches.
Jeez.
Happy Live Day.
We have switchers out there. They probably all just went blind.
Are we trending yet?
We're trending.
Is my tongue trending on Twitter yet?
Yeah, we're trending America's Most Wanted after that.
Jesus. Hashtag Migs Tongue. Hashtag Live Day.
All right. So it is live day.
I like that they're doing a sound effect of my tongue.
Oh, I love
this.
The
Foley artists.
The Foley artists know what's up. Well, we have there's just a basically a building full of people. It is fantastic. We got a lot going on. The late Kathy Faulkner is going to join us later on.
Absolutely.
And we're happy that she's here, of course, because really, you know, 45 years of KISW, and she is a big reason why we have 45 years.
She's a member of the KISW Hall of Fame.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, she is, right? Yes. And you'll be there someday. Your tongue should get in at least.
At least my tongue and my moobs.
Your moobs and your tongue. Yeah.
Craig Gass is here as well.
Yes, he's here. As a matter of fact, I ran into him in the elevator.
So you'll be hearing everyone doing like commercials and all the production. So you might hear Tracy Morgan doing a commercial for something. Who knows?
I think that would be fantastic. Maybe Christopher Walken will make an appearance. Yep. Maybe, you know, Al Pacino. That would be cool. Rev, look at Rev. Holy, yep, he got dressed up steampunk style. Look at him.
I think Rev forgot that his wedding already happened.
I spent good money on this suit. I am wearing it as much as possible. And this is the perfect time to do it. I got my top hat. I got my overcoat. Oh, I feel fancy.
I have to tell you something, man. I've seen Rev in different states of dress. And
that sounds nice.
I didn't say different states of undress. Take it easy. It already started with you.
Is that him squeezing into a latex suit?
Yeah,
what?
That may have been.
Hey, Vicky wins.
Yeah.
Wow.
Congratulations, Vicky. But, you know, Rev, I think, is a man out of time. He looks perfect in that outfit. I've never seen him look better. In modern-day clothes, he doesn't look that good. But, boy, you look good, like, you know, on the set of Westworld or something. Dude.
I know. I'm a man out of time. I always said I wanted to be a train conductor or something in the Wild West. So this is my chance to do it.
Dude, you really look the part. Honestly, man, you look fantastic.
Thank you.
I love this, man.
Oh, train's running.
It is live day. You're going to hear a lot of bizarre sound effects. Why? Because we have live Foley artists who basically have license to thrill. They can do whatever they damn well please as long as they believe it will augment this show. And let's be honest, what can't augment this show?
No, anything they do will make things better.
So what is Live Day? Live Day, which, by the way, presented by G2, Live Day is where the entire damn show is live. Us, the men's room, later on this afternoon, completely live. Everything you hear will be live. So our intro, which was brilliantly done by Malcolm and Taz and the band, I mean, that's a complex piece that we play every morning, and they really pulled that off nicely.
And right off the bat, yeah, shout out to the boys in Windowpane, especially Glenn Cannon, who is, as I jokingly call, the Paul Schaefer of Live Day. He's orchestrated so many things for this morning and this afternoon as well, things that I can't even wrap my head around, and he has a lot to do with the music that we'll be hearing throughout the entire morning.
And of course, there's a lot of KISW staff, and really, I would say Entercom staff, people that are just running around that don't even normally get up this early. And I want to thank all of them right now, because our lounge with video games and legendary donuts, and it looks amazing. I want to just go hang out there.
I ain't gonna lie, secretly, I'm very happy to see people be equally as miserable to be here at 4 in the morning.
Oh, really?
It's nice to see the boss walk in at 4 in the morning.
Even I got in. I had to get in early today.
Yeah, you showed up at 5:52. That's awesome.
That is way early. It's way early for me.
I know. I'm glad you can make it.
I walked around. I wasn't sure what to do. It was like, wait a minute. I'm 8 minutes early. What am I do here? So, the whole show will be live. The men's room will also be live. And we're all over the place, man. Social media, live stream on the internet. Just go to KISW.com. You can watch this whole damn thing live.
Later on this morning, we'll have Hailstorm performing live. That'll be awesome.
Really cool.
That'll be in the 9 o'clock hour. And then during the men's room, they'll have the Pretty Reckless. We'll also be doing Facebook drama with Craig Gass and some of Craig Gass's friends.
Yes.
You know, maybe Chris Walken, maybe Adam Sandler. And that'll happen at around 8:17 this morning.
Yeah, so Facebook Live, KISW.com. Either place you can check us out for the live stream of all this. And Live Day is powered by Heritage Distilling Company and CarStar Auto Body. So we want to thank them for making that happen. It's a fantastic thing. So, Steve, should we start out with our first story?
Yes.
All right, and again, of course, the Foley artists, they're able to throw whatever they want to throw in as they hear this story unfold. All right. This time we tell you exactly how to get yourself not hired, okay? I mean, you know, you go to a job interview, you're trying to get hired. Here's the thing you shouldn't do. You shouldn't steal somebody's wallet during a job interview. That's not something you should do. I didn't think I'd have to point it out, but apparently, if you're in Japan and you're 24 years old, you really need that bulletin.
So somebody was being interviewed by somebody and then decided to take their wallet?
Yeah, he went into a job interview. He wanted to be an elevator maintenance man. So he went and checked out this company. He had a good chance at landing it because it was a one-on-one meeting with the company president. So that's pretty good if the company pres wants to interview you for the job.
Don't tell me he stole the wallet from the company president.
Yeah, it didn't go so well because he did steal the guy's wallet. But it did have $450 bucks inside, so I can understand why you'd want to do that.
Yeah, and some change.
Not just some, yeah, a couple.
$450 bucks and 23 cents.
Yeah, or is it yen? I don't know what they call it. Is it, what do they call the little change? Is it yen, I guess?
Coins.
Coins work. Hey, thank you very much. That's Japanese for coins.
If I'm the rival company, I might hire that guy. I like this guy.
Yeah.
He had the balls to walk in and steal the president's wallet.
That is fantastic. The president of the company realized it was gone after the interview was over and called the cops. And apparently the guy grabbed it out of his bag when he left the room for a few minutes. Well, if, I would blame the president. What kind of president are you that you leave your wallet in your room with some rando? I mean, you know what? I'd fire the president, too.
Or is it a test of trust?
Oh, boy, you put the $450 in there, though, man. See, you're president, though. He's probably got plenty
of
dough.
See, like, if you were doing an interview, like, you were interviewing some dudes to come maybe work for KSW, and you're talking to them, and then maybe, like, you leave your daughter in the room, and then see, like, are they going to try and put the moves on her?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, that's what I should do. See if somebody tries to bang my daughter. That's how
I didn't say bang your daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the Foley artists are insinuating that, but that wasn't what I was trying to say. Don't put me in cahoots with these Foley artists.
First of all, if Vicky is involved, then you know what? Everyone's going to be trying to bang my daughter. Can we just say that?
Including me.
Okay. Yeah, that's... All right. Well, this is a great start to Live Day. Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome, BJ.
By the way, just in case people were wondering, he did not get the job.
Oh.
Yeah. It was close for a minute. Yeah. All right. Now.
Oh, hey, somebody wants to know, how do I get the video feed with the mobile version? You could just go, if you have Facebook, just pull up Facebook and go to KSW's Facebook page. You can watch it on your phone.
Yeah, because it's going to be on Facebook Live on the KISW Facebook page. So that's how that's working. I have a question. Why? Why would a player on the Seahawks flip off one of his coaches during Sunday's game? Well, Steve is going to tell you why. He's got the news for you at 6:17 right here on Live Day. Everything is performed live. So that means this song, done by Windowpane. They're doing Ram Jam's Black Betty on the Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on the Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Oh, yeah. Live Day, baby. And like Malcolm said, who, by the way, Malcolm, our big voice, is here in studio with us doing it live.
He's sitting on my lap right now.
Is that that could be why he's so excited and more energized?
That's
today.
Why his voice is extra energetic.
Oh, is that why he's more ballsy? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, I was trying not to say that, but you know what?
That's right.
Yes, that is why.
To the wall. It is Live Day. Malcolm's like, great. This is great for my resume.
Yeah. It's like, can Steve stop talking about me?
Yeah, so, hey, how would you like to get the new BJ and Migs Galaxy shirt in the Rock Shop? This will take you to a galaxy far, far away. It's a sweet-looking shirt. It's a black shirt in that familiar yellow font that you know from your favorite movies. Hey, Rogue One's coming up. Check it out now. Go to KISW.com, and that's where you can check out the BJ and Migs Galaxy shirt. Are you ready, Steve?
Yes, let's do some news, BJ.
All right, let's do this.
Well, he's no...
Yep. We're live. Well, he's no Pulitzer Prize winner. Hell, he can't even pronounce Pulitzer. Neither can I. This is News with Steve Migs.
Do we not have any music?
No music for there we go. No,
that's
music.
Not music.
Where's Steve's music? Oh, okay.
All right. Well, I mean, that's not necessarily what I was hoping for. I thought we were going to like... All right. You know, we don't need music. I think we're okay.
Yeah. I'm trying, Steve. I don't know what else I can do here for you, buddy. Looks like you're on your own. Do it live.
Hey, thanks, Napa Auto Parts. And also, hey, it's National Go For A Ride Day. So, ladies.
Oh, is it really?
You know what's up. All right, let's talk about the Seattle Seahawks. You know, Seahawks, of course, had that great trick play during the game on Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles, where Doug Baldwin all of a sudden became the quarterback, Russell Wilson became the receiver and caught it. Of course, we were talking about that quite a bit. Well, now we're getting word, because I guess there was a video out there where it shows Doug Baldwin flipping off one of the coaches on the sideline.
Oh.
Yes, that kind of bird.
All right.
All right, maybe a different bird, like a middle finger. Well, apparently he was directing that towards Darrell Bevell, which is very interesting, his offensive coordinator. And so people were like, well, why the hell on such a cool trick play was Doug Baldwin doing that? Well, here's Doug Baldwin, as acted out by Alec Baldwin, explaining what happened.
We're in the effing red zone, and you want to throw me the ball? Throw me the ball. It's more funny than it is anything. Bevell knows that when we get in the red zone, I want the ball thrown to me. I want to score touchdowns. And so, it's like that in that situation. Him flipping the bird to me, because now he's got me throwing the ball to somebody else. you little pig.
Yeah, apparently Baldwin didn't want to do that. He wanted to catch the touchdown pass. So I don't know if they're just all effing with each other, or is it just the thing that the team does where they like to flip off Darrell Bellville, because that happened before with Marshawn Lynch a couple of years ago, where he flipped the bird in that direction as well.
Yeah, I mean, I know we saw Baldwin say a couple of times in different interviews, he goes, you know, in that place, I want to catch the ball. I don't want to be throwing it. I want to be catching it. So that doesn't surprise me at all.
Well, there you go. He just caught the ball. The 24th annual Sheridan Gingerbread Village is going down, and I'm curious if you guys can figure out what the theme is.
Ooh, okay. Tell me what's up here.
The title is Celebrate the Magic of the Holidays.
All right.
And, of course, now they're raising money for the Northwest Chapter of JDRF, which is the Juvenile Diabetes Research Fund. Celebrate the magic of the holidays. What do you think it is,
BJ? The magic. Disney?
Nope.
Harry Potter?
Bam! You got it.
How about that?
Correct, sir.
Probably because of Fantastic Beasts.
Yep, it's a Harry Potter-themed creation, so if you want to check it out, apparently it's going to feature gingerbread creations representing 6 of the Harry Potter books.
Dude, those gingerbread houses, year after year, I don't know how they do it. I mean, seriously, I really want to check and see if it's real gingerbread.
With gingerbread cookies.
Dude, when was the last time you saw it?
A few years ago.
They're
I went to the superhero
epic
one.
Yeah, yeah, they are. So I think there's some steroids in some of those gingerbreads. They look ridiculous.
Come on. It's a bummer news for those that like going to this restaurant. I've been there a few times. Awesome chicken fried steak over there. The Shanty Cafe.
What?
Right there in Queen Anne.
No.
Sold the building. They're shutting their doors next Monday. November 28th is the last day of business.
Whoa.
They wound up selling it to a company. I guess they're going to be reopening it as a restaurant. So a different restaurant. Hey, I mentioned it's Go for a Ride Day, so a lot of people are driving around in Bellingham, and apparently they purchased a Tonka Ride on Dump truck, which ended up bursting into flames.
Whoops! Yeah, you got to be careful right there. That's kind of a kid's toy, isn't it?
Yeah, it would have been funnier if they made like a Tesla toy vehicle, and that's the one that...
Ba-dum-bump.
Where's my snare drum?
Yeah, we need a snare drum for you.
Toys R Us, they've removed the ride-on toy truck, so now you can't get it. And they wound up reimbursing the person that it affected, this family in Bellingham. They bought it. It went on fire. They brought it back to the store, and how about it went on fire again? Well, so that's great proof. Like, look, we told you, this thing went on fire.
Oh, man. Jeez, I'm telling you, it's got to be the lithium battery thing, right?
Yeah, right?
I mean, seriously, God. All right.
And the Sounders, big game tonight.
Oh,
playoff
right.
action, the Colorado Rapids.
Yes.
And that's going to be the first leg of the Western Conference Championship. They're ahead in, well, they're hoping to go ahead in this two-game series. It's an aggregate score type of a thing. Game one tonight at CenturyLink Field. That's at 7 p.m. If you don't have tickets to the game, you could purchase them on, you can watch it on FS1, or you can purchase tickets and go to the game. Sounders are 13-5-2 all-time against the Rapids, 8-2-1 at home. So let's see what happens. Fingers crossed. And then one more story. Last night was Monday Night Football.
Yes.
I don't know if you noticed it, but it wound up being, the Texans taking on the Raiders.
Yes.
Raiders.
Was that in Mexico?
Mexico City, baby.
Yeah.
And a weird thing about this game, there's a lot of weird things going on, but at one point, there was this giant green laser that was being just put on... The big green laser on Brock Osweiler's face.
Oh, that's not right.
And it did impact the game. In fact, here's Brock Osweiler commenting on whether or not the lasers affected him, as acted out by Tracy Morgan.
I never want to say one thing's a difference maker, but having a laser zoomed in your eyeball definitely affects how you play a game. There's a couple times it definitely hit me in the eye, and it was very noticeable. And it was just one small factor, but it definitely affected how I was playing and able to see downfield and whatnot. That's sexy.
That's Brock Osweiler right there.
Oh, man. That's fantastic.
And as far as weather, 49 degrees, we've got rain. And thank you, G2. Augment your reality. Go to GE2.live.
Damn, dude. So listen, you can't have nice things in Mexico. They get on there and some guy's throwing lasers in people's faces. That's going to, you know, really affect things.
I don't know if you saw it, but I mean, like, it was like, it's not like those little red pointer lasers. Like, this is like a straight up giant laser like that. I mean,
like a laser show laser almost?
It looks nice, like what you're hearing right there. That's how big it sounded.
It's like, wow. It's just like out of the movie Arrival, for crying out loud.
It looked like a brick, like that kind of a shape.
Oh, dude, that's not right.
And they're pointing it right at, I mean, it's like, how do you let this, like, whoever's doing that continue to do that? I know it's probably hard to find that guy, but maybe shut things down for a second and be like, hey, whoever's shooting that laser.
They got to be able to see who it, you're right, I don't know, maybe if you could see the size of it, then you could find the guy, right?
You would think.
Yeah. Yeah, see.
Ah, that's the laser.
See, in America, we could find that guy.
Oh, yes, of
course. That's what it is. That's why the game should only be in America. All right, here's some news for you. Dave Chappelle, of course, got a rousing welcome on Saturday Night Live with his monologue, and he's back in the scene.
Yep.
He is going to make $60 million for three stand-up specials for Netflix next year.
Ding.
Dude. $60 million. He's gonna two of the specials are already done. They're just previously unreleased shows, so he only has to do one special.
So he just had to hand over material and be like, "Here
you go.
I'm rich again, bitch."
Yeah, directly from Chappelle's personal comedy vault is what I'm told.
Oh, that's awesome.
$60 million. First of all, two things. I mean, Chappelle all the way to the bank, and I guess Netflix knows they're doing pretty well if they're offering up $60 million for that.
I ain't gonna lie, because I've been on the fence about whether or not I need, because I find myself never watching Netflix. Like, I have it. I pay the $10 or whatever it is.
So you're not addicted like I am to all their shows. That makes sense.
No. I mean, I get why people love them. I just never get around to watching it. I know I'm lazy, but it's a process to switch over and do this and do that and then find the shows. I'm just too lazy.
Do you know Netflix now is on your
yes,
Xfinity?
Absolutely.
All right, good.
That makes it a lot easier.
See that?
So I've been on the fence of whether or not I need to drop that $10 a month, but now with this, I might stick around just because I want to watch these Chappelle Show specials.
Yeah, well, for me, Netflix, because of the fact that they have, because I don't watch the old stuff, but I do watch all their original shows. Like, I watch a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's some of the other companies, I'm like, why do I have this? You know, but Netflix is the one that I can...
Which ones do you have? How many different services do you have?
I've got three. I've got cable. I will be subscribing to CBS All Access because the new Star Trek show will only be available on that next year.
So what's that going to cost?
It's probably the same as Netflix.
Like $10-$12 a month for one show?
Yeah, for one show.
Wow.
I know. I said I wouldn't do it, but I have to do it. I mean, how can I not do it?
Why don't you be like me and just share with the Rev? I have Rev's Hulu and he has my Xfinity.
Yeah,
that's a personal thing. You don't need to bring up on the air that you have the Rev's Hulu.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch Rev's Hulu. Not even with your Hulu.
Gross.
Yeah, I think they're going to, Vicky, someday they're going to crack down on that. I don't know when, but they're going to, I know that they have a device limitation. Eventually they're going to say, you know what, where are you watching this? This is the same area.
Well, then, I mean, but sometimes you're on your phone, you're watching it maybe in a hotel.
You're right.
It's a slippery slope, BJ.
I agree with you, but that's why, you know what, I don't share. I don't share my with anybody. I'm not going to let anybody have my Hulu.
Yeah, I've got Netflix. I got the WWE Network, which, I mean, I pretty much have on 24/7. So I'm not getting rid of that thing.
Okay.
And then NHL Game Center or whatever it is.
I've got MLB Extra Innings. So that makes five.
Yeah,
five. Yeah, and also, and I have the full meal deal with cable.
Right.
So because I have the Stars, the HBO, Showtime, I got it all.
So, I mean, there's not like a half a second in the day where you don't have an option to watch something that's on your list.
And I'll tell you, I also don't watch anything live. I very accept sporting events.
Yeah.
Because of my TiVo and also the X1 DVR, I literally can record about 75 shows. I think I can record like 12 shows at once.
Bro, the DVR is such a lifesaver because we love watching all those award shows, but we don't really like watching all the award show speeches because it's just like how many times are you going to hear someone thank their parents, thank their publicist, thank whoever, and start crying. Like I've seen that enough. I don't need to see it again. So we watched the American Music Awards yesterday during dinner. We crushed that American Music Awards, which was like a 3-hour show in like 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Just watched all the performances. It was great.
Oh, yeah. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the way to do it.
Dude, man, the Green Day performance was off the hook.
Really?
They talk about... So they did their song Bang Bang, which was great.
Yeah.
Right? And then in the middle of it, they stop down, they break it down, they got crazy pyro and Billy, and it's like, okay, obviously this will upset people who are Trump supporters, but like he decided, I'm going to share my opinion on Trump and turned it into a chant part of the song. And it was like, F Trump... I think F the KKK.
Oh, okay.
In his fastest USA. And he kept repeating it. And I'm like, typically they would show the crowd, but they didn't show the crowd. I wish they would have showed the crowd because I would like to see like how uncomfortable that made some people.
Yeah.
You know, because it was just like.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. If he's smart enough, he knows that he's performing in front of a bunch of folks that didn't vote for Trump, then sure, it's a great move. But if he wasn't,
performing on TV, so whether or not they were Trump supporters
you're absolutely right. And if you're a Green Day fan, and I don't know, maybe they know their audience, maybe they know that like there's no Green Day fans that actually would vote for Trump. But if they're not sure about that, then you go piss off a bunch of people for no good reason.
Yeah, I just hope people are just willing to like, you know, I mean, just be like, okay, I don't necessarily agree with that, but that was, you know,
whatever. I thought it was very entertaining just because it was like awkward and I know it made people uncomfortable.
At least
and that kind of stuff I find great humor in.
At least it was an artistic performance.
Yeah.
You know, and see, I come from the Gene Roddenberry school, the guy that created Star Trek. He just said, you know what, man, you're never going to hear about my politics. Watch the show. He said, I'm not going to come out and make any speeches.
Right.
Aaron Sorkin wrote a letter to his daughter, you know, and then the Hamilton guys, you know, talking to Mike Pence after the show. And my attitude is the Gene Roddenberry way. It's like, look, if you're an artist, use your art while you're performing. Create something that necessarily doesn't address the guy in general, but might address the situation, which is what Star Trek did in the 60s. A lot of unrest in the 60s, the civil rights movement, the women's movement, all of this. And Star Trek, they just put it on the shows. And there was some blue skin guy that basically was the one they were talking about, but really was talking about America. And that's what Roddenberry said. That's what we do. We're not going to lecture you in real life. We'll throw it on the show. And yeah. Either A,
I think a Green Day fan will probably know that that's something that, I mean, they did the American Idiot album, which was had a very, very, you know, had political tones to it. So I think if you're a Green Day fan, you're not surprised by this.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean?
You're absolutely right. I feel like that was more vague, though, like the American Idiot. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It was vague, but we kind of knew what he was talking about.
Dude, it's so funny, though, watching those AMAs, because it's like, I don't know what the new trend is, but like they like to show the crowd while these performances are going on so that people could sing along.
Okay.
And it's fun when they show like celebrities, like other musicians, like geeking out over the music of whatever artist is performing. I'm like, that's cool. It's a show of solidarity. But now they're like into just showing random people, and some of them don't even know the song, and you can see that they're trying to act like they know the song, and it's just like this weird... Just kind of singing along, not really singing along. Yeah, it's pretty much just like that. Yeah.
I love that. I think I'd be entertained by that if they could find the one idiot that's pretending.
Bro, and then they showed Bieber performed, right?
But geez, why didn't you tell me that?
Don't worry, I DVR'd it. You can come over.
Thanks, man.
So he performs not there, but he's like wherever he's doing a concert and they just pipe it in, right?
Okay.
And so they're showing all the crowd and I don't know why. Like, people are like crying their serious eyes out while he's singing.
Really?
Like, yeah,
why?
Bawling, tears flying down like waterworks.
Bieber.
And then they're showing this girlfriend take a picture. She's shaking her camera like she's having this fit.
Oh.
I'm dying. I'm like, why are these people getting so worked up
now,
over
here's what I'm gonna
stupid say. Justin Bieber?
Here's what I'm going to say to you, though. Uh-huh. Do you think people said the same thing when the Beatles were on the Ed Sullivan Show back in the 60s?
Yes. Yeah.
And there was your father or somebody like you
right.
just going, why are they, who is this John and Ringo? Why do they care? Why are these girls going crazy?
Yeah, probably.
But still, I know I committed sacrilege by comparing Justin Bieber to the Beatles because...
The Beatles can't hold a candle to Bieber.
You're right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Bieber fans. I'm sorry, Beliebers. I didn't mean to do that. All right. It is live day, baby. And the Foley artist already knocking it out of the park. Everything we're doing today is live. All the songs are live. And all the commercials are live. All the bumper music is live. Everything is going to be live. Everything, including the Beat Migs song,
ladies
and gentlemen. Yes, Glenn and the gang from Windowpane, along with Steve, who really helped put together the great new version of Beat Migs that you hear. It's going to be a special edition. They're doing it all live. The production, the timer of Beat Migs, all of it, the music. And if you want to be part of that, you know what to do. 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. It's Beat Migs. We're going to play that at 647. But, as I said, all the songs you're hearing this morning, they are live. And here's Super Perfecta doing My Hero by the Foo Fighters on Live Day.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Usually with my office, we do a flat fee that includes all your court costs, filing fees, credit counseling, credit reports, and one cost. In Chapter 13 cases, that usually starts at about $900. With Chapter 7 cases, the total cost, including all your court costs, attorney fees, is usually about $1,500. We offer payment plans on Chapter 7, so you can start a file with my office for as little as $200. You can send your creditor calls to us. We'll take your creditor calls while you gather up your information and make payments on the rest of the fees. But Chapter 13 cases, we can make payment arrangements in most cases as well and get your case filed even sooner in a Chapter 13 case because of the reorganization aspect to it.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.